Last time we checked in with Matt Hood, who's the CEO of On the Border, I think they had just finished painting his name on the door. But the fact is, he's now been there a year, and we can get a progress report. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
So everybody around this area has this real parochial attitude toward On the Border, because the first one was down off Knox,
and absolutely,
we watched the thing grow and pass through different hands. And now it's a national phenomenon. You got, 150 locations?
A little over 150 in 31 states.
So your idea was to come in. Now, your background is really marketing.
Yeah, I came up through the marketing side. Actually, cut my teeth at Brinker on the marketing team and ended up as the chief marketing officer for a couple of national brands.
Yeah, BJ's and
Habit Burger Grill.
Habit Burger Grill, exactly. Yeah. So how do you market On the Border back to the prosperity that we knew in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 90s, it was a hot place.
Oh, it was the place. And we lived here, and it was, I remember the first time I tried to take my mom there, we couldn't get in. It was too busy. And so, you know, what we've tried to do is really tap into the passion, just like you said, you know, the passion of what this brand has meant to so many people for so long. And where I saw it first was in our team members, David. As I went around to different restaurants, I was finding men and women who'd been with us for 5, 10, 15, 25 years.
Really?
Yes. And they are still just as passionate about what we do. And so I knew that there was still a heart to this brand and a pulse there. And so what we wanted to do is just lean into that and get back to what made us great.
But they're so competitive now, the last 20, 25 years. I mean, we've been blessed here, I guess, or cursed in North Texas, because we've had so many restaurants. And I think in this area, we eat out more often.
Sure.
And go out more often than they do around the country. But the rest of the country is caught up, and you've got to find a way to stand out in the crowd.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we, you know, as you go through different evolutions of a brand, you know, we may have gone a little bit too simplified or a little bit too middle of the fairway. And today's consumer is looking for innovative flavors and something bolder and something to try that's maybe around the outside of the envelope a little bit, but still know that they can get the classics. And so that's really where we're going and working on that type of innovation.
You know, the last time you were here, we were talking about the beginning of this. And, of course, everybody thinks On the Border and they think fajitas, because that's what you're pushing in the ads, and that's what everybody ate.
Yep.
And it was also a pretty pricey menu item, so that worked. And margaritas.
Yep.
But is there something new? I mean, can you reach into your marketing back pocket and come up with a new product?
Well, you know what's funny, but what's old is new again. And so we went back and looked at some of the classics from when we first came out. And if you think about where this really started, it's, you know, the food of South Texas and the food of Mexico and really all along the border. And we're going to introduce here later this year some things that go back to our past. And I won't say too much, but some things that are more center of the plate, some things that you would think about more as South Texas cuisine with a little bit of a twist. And so we're excited that certainly the fajitas will still be the star of the show, but we're bringing back some of the classics that really still resonate today.
How do you get the word out in 2019? I mean, used to, you know, buy television ads and show those tight shots of sizzling fajitas and smoke coming up. Is it all social media now?
You know, word of mouth will always be the best form of advertising, right? And word of mouth just found a way to get on steroids with social media. And so we certainly work those channels, but you know, we're doing small media buys here and there. And at the end of the day, the biggest investment we can make in marketing is giving a great experience when the guest is there. And so we've made some changes to our operational structure and doing some things to make sure we take care of the guests, because that's what they'll talk about. They'll come back if you take good care of them.
You know, I looked back when you were here last time. My notes said you had 156 locations in 32 states.
Yep.
You've contracted, haven't you?
We did. So
31 states.
We're
now
down to 31 states. We are no longer in Wyoming. But
that's probably a good move.
Well, you know, on a day like today, it's not a bad idea. But no, so we will probably continue to you know, be selective in some of the leases that just don't make sense in the long run, and get down to maybe a few more contractions this year before we start growing again next year. We're looking actively here in Dallas, and we're looking in some other markets to continue to grow late this year, but realistically early 2020.
So does the layout change at all? I mean, like I say, I always thought of On the Border as a higher end place and place with a, you know, big sort of patio and people flowing outside.
Yeah. Well, we think that the On the Border of the Future and what we've been designing and prototyping and looking at the competition and the competitive landscape, it's going to be a little bit smaller. That's going to be a little bit more intimate, still the same quality cues, but it's going to be much more contemporary, relevant, looks like a restaurant of today as opposed to a restaurant of yesteryear. And we're still doing some remodels to bring some of the older restaurants along, but we're excited about what we're seeing from a design standpoint going forward.
What about you? Who's your target? Are you going after millennials like everybody else? Or?
You know, the millennials are just a big group of folks that love to go out to eat. And so while we're certainly looking at that group, we know that our core audience is going to be, you know, in that 25 to 45 range that, you know, we just like to go out and we like to have a good time. And On the Border has always been about bringing people together and celebrating. And so that's the market. There will certainly be a millennial component, but we're not going to try to chase and be something we're not. Our core guests know us for who we are.
So you can't aim higher and give me like a Luann plate and maybe a little styrofoam container so I can take.
We'll get you some fried okra, a side of green beans. We'll get you all hooked up.
Well, it's going to be fun to, it has been fun already watching you remake this. Because like I say, there's a warm spot, I think, in North Texas for On the Border.
Well, I appreciate it. We're having a lot of fun, and one of the neat things that we've seen, David, since I was here, you know, the first time, is we're seeing, you know, the guests respond to some of the changes we're making. Some of the small changes. We're setting new sales records at the end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019. We're seeing a return to positive sales and positive growth, and we're attracting some really great talent to the team. And at the end of the day, this is a people business, and when you've got good people that take care of other folks, that's a winning formula no matter what you do.
Matt Hood's the CEO of On the Border, based right here in North Texas, but spread across 31 states. And South Korea?
Indeed, 10 there.
Can't look forward to any one of those. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.